Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Today we have a show on alternative lifestyles and adult swingers. I hope you enjoy the show. Right now we are experiencing some technical difficulties. If you would just relax, take a break, and I'll be with you in just a moment while we get our technical difficulties figured out. Okay, we're back live on Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. Thank you for waiting patiently with me. We have on the line with us today a very special guest, and we will be talking about alternative lifestyles, open marriages, and swinging. So I hope you will enjoy this fun time that we're going to have. And on the line that I have on with me today, her name is Monica, and she's going to be answering some questions that I have about open marriages and swinging and alternative lifestyles. So I hope you enjoy. Hello, Monica, are you there? Okay, it looks like we might still be having some technical difficulties. Let's try this again. Yeah, Blog Talk is having some problems with their site right now, which may be interfering with my show. Okay, you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella, and we're kind of having some technical difficulties. We're trying to work those out right now. If you could just please be patient with Blog Talk and with myself, we'll try to get these technical difficulties worked out. Hey, that's the business of modern technology sometimes. You can't win it all. Okay, I'm still trying to get these technical difficulties worked out here. Let's see here. It looks like we have a couple of people calling in, and let's see if I can get somebody on the line. Let's try it again. Hi, welcome to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. Who am I talking with, speaking with? Nothing. Okay. Seems like everyone can hear me, but I can't hear them. Let's try it again. I have another call coming in. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Camilla. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mystique.
Hi, how are you? Great to have you on the line on the show with us. Finally, I was able to get somebody to get through. Seems like I'm having some technical difficulties with our site today. So, what input can you add to our show today?
I was really calling in to listen, but
I do have
experience with open relationships. So,
and what was it about the lifestyle that attracted you to it?
Just the ability to be in a non-judgmental environment and live out fantasies.
Okay, great. And what's the thing that you find the most enjoyable about it as of right now?
All of the great people that I've met during my time in the lifestyle, believe it or not. I mean, you meet people from all walks of life and in all professions. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody is just out to have fun and explore. And it's just really been a wonderful experience for me.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to place you on hold again. I might want to come back to you. And let me try to get my main guest that I was supposed to have on the show. So please hold. Thank you. Hello, Monica. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Camilla. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Finally, I do apologize
wonderful.
To everyone about the difficulties.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
I would really like to thank you for being on my show today. And if you could just tell us about your unique experiences in the lifestyle and kind of, you know, educate us on what the lifestyle is. Tell us about, I think you have a group or a club, is that correct?
That's correct. I'd like to thank you for having me on the show, first of all. Yes, I am the owner of a lifestyle group. We're based out of Biloxi, Mississippi, believe it or not. Yes, Mississippi. We have members from everywhere, though. New Orleans, North Carolina, Atlanta, California, Chicago, D.C., everywhere and anywhere in the United States and abroad as well. I've been in the lifestyle for 17-plus years now. The club thing is new for me. I've been doing this for about the past 5 years now with this particular group. We're called Sweet Sensations. That's S-I-N-S-A-T-I-O-N-S. And we have a variety of races, a variety of background, people with different backgrounds that are in the group, different ages. It's not just something for the older group or the younger group, or, you know, it's a good variety, good mixture of people from all walks, all different lifestyles.
So if I was new, someone, I don't know, what do you call it in your community? Is it someone, a newbie, someone vanilla? If I was not experienced in this type of lifestyle, why would I want to be in something like this? And what are some of the recommendations and do's and don'ts that you would tell someone new or thinking about doing this?
Well, yeah, you would definitely be called a newbie, in the lifestyle. I think that goes just about for anything that you do if you're new to it. What would you look for? What would be the do's and don'ts? You have to come into the lifestyle with an open mind about things. A lot of people think it's just going and having sex or, you know, a place to meet to have sex with people, and it's really not about that. It's about a lot more than that. Some groups make it only about that, but the true lifestyle itself is more so about being with like-minded people that are interested in sexual experiences that you don't normally get in a relationship one-on-one or in a regular, so-called regular relationship. You can look for a lot of bisexuality in the lifestyle. The variety of fetishes are in the lifestyle. If you're looking for certain plus size or thin size, I mean, it's just a good variety of anything and everything that is in the lifestyle.
Okay, all right. And so would you recommend this for someone who is single, married, in a relationship, or looking to be in a relationship? Is it for relationships, or is it mainly for single people, or is it for people who are married who are not happy? I mean, you know, people want to know.
The lifestyle itself, I can recommend it to anybody, married, single, divorced. It doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. Your marital status doesn't matter. The thing that matters the most when you come into the lifestyle is that, number one, if you're coming in as a couple, that you have that that trust, that honesty, among you as a couple, if you're coming in as a single person, well, as a couple as well, you have to also realize that everybody won't be your cup of tea. And you probably won't be everybody's cup of tea. In the lifestyle, there's just the open-mindedness, the loyalty, the truthfulness about it is what really keeps you in it, if you're honest and open about it. That's the main thing that a lot of people look for. You get a lot of bullshitters in lifestyle as well. I don't know if I was supposed to curse or not, but.
It's fine, yes. This show strictly for adults only for today.
You do find a lot of that. You do find a lot of people that are in it for the wrong reasons. A lot of people come in it looking for to find someone. And now, not to say that people haven't found relationships in the lifestyle. I've been in lifestyle as a single, as a couple, in a relationship with a female, in a relationship with a male and a female. So, but a lot of people do don't take the lifestyle seriously, and that trust issue comes into play when the couples start sneaking around, or you have single males and single females that try to come between couples, and sometimes it does happen. I've seen it happen a lot.
Okay. Let's take a quick little break. I think I have someone who may be on hold who may want to join the conversation. So give me one moment, and let's see who we have on the line and if they would like to speak. Hold on 1 second, Monica. Hi, welcome to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. Would you like to ask a question, or do you have a comment? Are you still there? Looks like I may have lost them. I probably had them on hold too long. If you're interested in giving us a call and speaking out about alternative relationships and adult lifestyle, swinging and clubbing, give us a call at area code 347-826-9733. That's 347-826-9733. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. And today we're talking about swinging, open marriages, and alternative lifestyles when it comes to relationships. So if you have any questions or any comments, please give us a shout at 347-826-9733, or you can hit us up on email at getdeepandkeepitreal, all one word, @gmail.com. And so let's get back. It looks like I may have another caller. Let's see if they would like to, if they have a comment. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real. You're on the line with Camella. Do you have a comment or a question? Okay, so maybe not. Maybe they just want to listen, so that's quite okay. And so let's go back to our host, Monica. Hi, Monica, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, great. So now, the next thing I would like to get into is, what about the issue of safety, and where are these events usually held?
Safety as far as safe sex, or safety as far as, well, I'll address both. The events are held at lifestyle clubs. They have them everywhere, or if it's a group, they have designated hotels or hotel parties or condos or whatnot in the local area. Here on the coast, we're maybe an hour from New Orleans, so we have a lot of our functions at a lifestyle club, local lifestyle clubs, or here at a designated area. As far as safety, there's security at the clubs, safety as far as safe sex is always required. Condoms are a must in the lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. And what about, like, drinking, alcohol, drugs, what goes on with that?
I don't know. I can only speak for my particular group itself. We don't allow drugs with our group. It's not permitted. Most lifestyle clubs that I've been to And like I said, I can only speak for the ones that I've been to. They don't allow drugs either. Alcohol is not, at most of the club, is not, you can't buy the alcohol. It's you BYOB, and there is drinking. There's usually hors d'oeuvres, and it's really just like a social gathering at a regular club. You go have a good time, meet like-minded people, and you have sex.
Hey. So on average, how big would you say that your particular club is? And just in general, I was looking at some statistics recently, and I was reading that, and I don't want to quote the statistic to be exact, but it seems that a lot of Americans may not necessarily want to admit that they are in a open or swinging lifestyle, but it seems to be quite popular here in the United States, but probably more so in Europe and other places. What's your thoughts on that?
It is a popular lifestyle. It's become more popular over the recent 10 years, 5 years or so. And I'm sorry, I just drew a blank on the question that you asked me.
That's all right. No, the question was as far as the popularity in the United States and just the fact, or do you think more people are being more open about being in a swinging lifestyle, or do you think it's still very undercover somewhat?
No, I think it's coming out a lot. Like I said, over the past few years, I've seen it grow exponentially. More and more people that I know, once they find out, you know, it's one of those lifestyles that you don't just advertise to everybody that you're in. You know, a lot of people
right.
still look down on it as far as, oh, you're a swinger, oh, you have sex with different people, or, oh, I can't believe you do that. But, you know, your privacy within the group is respected by all that are in the particular group that you're in or in the lifestyle in general.
Right.
Most people use lifestyle names, you know, they don't use their real names. They have screen names. So it's a community within itself that keeps what happens in the lifestyle stays in the lifestyle.
Right, right. And let's see here, there was something else I wanted to ask as far as that was concerned. Oh, the mixture, is it the race, is it a mainly race-based, mainly, you know, African-Americans with African-Americans? Is there a mixture? Is there, you know, a preference for people? Do they prefer to be with one race or does it matter?
Well, I think with the different groups, you get different likes and dislikes. I know some groups are interracially based. I know some groups are only white or only African-American or only Asian. You know, so it's just the particular taste of that particular group or of that particular region of the country.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and it looks like we have some other people on the line. And let's see if somebody would like to make a comment or something. So please hold. Thank you for joining us. Hi, this is Camilla with Get Deep and Keep It Real. Would you like to make a comment or do you have a question? You're on the line with Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. Do you have a question or a comment? Hello, can you hear me? We can hear you. Do you have a question or comment for Get Deep and Keep It Real? Okay, so we have a lot of listeners, but nobody wants to participate, but that's fine. Keep on listening. I love you. Okay, so let's go back to our guest, Monica, with Sweet Sensations out of Biloxi, Mississippi. And just to let you know, you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking with Monica from Sweet Sensation, who is the owner of a group out of Biloxi, Mississippi, and they are into alternative lifestyles and swinging, and she's been educating us on that particular lifestyle. So, Monica, let's see. Some other questions that I had, you know, do these groups travel around? Do they constantly go to the same locations to hang out? How does that work?
Yeah, it's actually a lot of traveling. We actually are going to Atlanta in a couple of weeks. We go to Jamaica. Well, we've been to Jamaica several years. I myself, I've been maybe 13 or 14 times. They have lifestyle resorts all throughout the world, as a matter of fact. Lifestyle groups, we've gone to D.C., Texas. They have a lot in Chicago, New York. So it's just everywhere, you know. It just depends on who you know that's in the lifestyle.
Right. So how do I find out about, is there a special website? Are there certain places, a place I can go to look in the, okay, they don't have phone books anymore, but, you know, are there certain websites that I can go to, or is this only by, like, you know, a friend who you know type basis?
Well, as far as getting information about the lifestyle and swinging, there's tons of information on the internet, on the web, pertaining to that. As far as for each individual group, some of them let them in on referral basis. My particular group is based on referrals. We try to keep it like-minded people that we think would mesh together well with our group of people that we, our lifestyle family is what we call it. So it just depends on the individual group itself sometimes. Sometimes it's whoever and anybody that's in the lifestyle, if you know somebody, or if you find them online, or if, you know, if you're a member of that particular website, you can go to a party here, a party there. Some groups are not as open to having anybody and everybody, so they have criteria in order to get into the group. And our particular group, like I said, we are for referrals only.
Okay. Now, what I would like to know, as someone who's not that familiar with this type of lifestyle, what if, you know, I was in a particular organization such as that, and I decided that, you know, I wanted to include someone else, but maybe, you know, they were high profile. Is there any way that I can assure my privacy or their privacy, or, you know?
I would recommend that you find out a little bit of information about the group that you were looking to join. Some groups, all the groups that I've been involved with are very discreet. Your private information is kept to the group owners themselves. We've had every walk of life from teachers to doctors and lawyers and, you know, just about anybody and everybody to come through the groups. But if you're looking to add someone and you don't know much about the group, maybe, you know, do a little bit of background checking on it, maybe ask some of the members that you are familiar with as far as privacy, if you have concern about your privacy. Like I said, though, 99% of the groups that I've dealt with personally are very discreet, and they keep it that way because they understand that this is not something that, you know, you want everybody in the world to know about.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have any juicy stories to tell us? I mean, something for my listeners that they, some crazy, you know, event that may have happened, or, you know, some love story that maybe came out of two people meeting at, you know, a lifestyle event. Anything interesting like that?
Actually, we've had several people within my particular group that have met and become couples, gotten married, engaged, you know. So it's not just a place where you go to have sex. It's a place where you go, you really, you know, some people want to be on that level and communicate with people that really understand how they feel about not just being with one person. So it's
right.
A little different, but
Well, Everyone, you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. And if you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 347-826-9733. That's 347-826-9733. I'm on the line with Monica from Sweet Sensations out of Biloxi, Mississippi, and we're discussing alternative adult lifestyles. Now, am I using the correct terminology, Monica? Is that what people call it? Would you recognize it by that name?
That's correct, the lifestyle. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure, you know, I'm all into educating people, so I want to make sure I'm giving them the correct information so that they can be well-prepared and well-informed when they're trying to, you know, engage in certain activities. So any other suggestions or comments that you would have for, you know, someone new to the lifestyle or just not necessarily wanting to come into the lifestyle, just looking to maybe, you know, enhance their marriage or their relationship in general?
Well,
enhancing
your relationship, if you come into the lifestyle looking as a cure for your relationship, that's not going to work. A lot of couples, right, they come in thinking, okay, well, we have problems in our marriage or in our relationship if you're not married, per se. But if you're coming in to looking at the lifestyle as a way of fixing your problems within your relationship, that's not a good thing. Enhancing,
right,
your relationship, your marriage, your sexual encounters with your mate and other people, that, you know, that's what the lifestyle is really about.
All right, well, we have about 2.5 minutes left in our show. It looks like I have a couple of callers here, so I'm going to try to go through here very quickly to see if I can get anybody else who may want to add to the show. So you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla, and you are on the line. Hello, are you there? Would you like to make a comment? Okay, let's try someone else. You're on the line live with Camilla on Get Deep and Keep It Real. Would you like to make a comment or do you have a question? Now, like I said, we were having some technical difficulties earlier, so I don't know if people can hear me and I'm just not hearing them. So if you are out there, I do appreciate you being on the line and listening. And if you were trying to get through to make a comment, I do apologize, but it looks like I may be having some technical difficulties. But let's see here. We have a couple of more. You're on the line. You're on the line with Camilla on Get Deep and Keep It Real. Would you like to make a comment? Okay, like I said here, we have a lot of people on hold, but for some reason they're not coming through, but that's fine. Okay, well, Monica, we have about a minute left. Do you have any, like, last thoughts or comments that you would like to say or any shout-outs you want to give to any friends or family or whatever?
Oh, we can do shout-outs? No shout-outs. I just would like to let people know that the lifestyle, it's an interesting lifestyle change, choice that you make if you decide to join and become a part of it. Come into it with an open mind, but don't come into it looking to get sex. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to this party, oh, I'm going to have sex. And then sometimes you don't. Sometimes you go to a party and you never have sex. So it's
right,
not where you're just going and, I didn't want to cuss again, but it's not a big fuck fest, you know, to go and say,
right,
oh, I'm going to go and do this and that and that and this. It's not a guaranteed way. And a lot of people,
right,
when they hear about the lifestyle, they think that's the first thing that pops into their mind. It's
right,
more about just being with like-minded people, socializing on a level where you can say, oh, well, we have the same vibe, the thoughts, and just getting familiar with people that think like you do as far as sex,
right,
goes.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show today. You've really educated me, and hopefully you've also educated my listeners, and we really appreciate it, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, I thank you for having me, and hopefully if your listeners have any questions, they can give you a call back, or you can contact me, or maybe have me on the show again.
Oh, definitely. I would love that. I would love that. And, yes, if you would like to contact Monica, you can just reach me at my website, and I can always forward the link. And so you can just reach us at blogtalkradio.com, leave me a message, or Get Deep and Keep It Real. I'm also on Facebook, as well as Get Deep and Keep It Real, all one word, gmail.com. So you've been listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you enjoyed the show. You have a great, successful, winning, peaceful, happy week. And join us next week. And the topic is to be determined, so I will get back with you and let you know what's going on next week. Peace, love, and happiness.